Jesse Mock with us, agronomist from Pioneer. Let's talk. Certainly, we're still looking at some vegetative growth on these crops and some green out in these fields, and really, that's the time when we should be out here scouting for some of these issues that we might have.
Yeah, you know, this is a pretty unique time of year where we're kind of waiting for harvest to come around, and the plants are still hanging on vegetatively. So there's really a few unique opportunities at this point. You know, to start off with, if there's any disease pressure in your fields, getting out there and you can still see the symptoms before the plants die. You know, what that does for you is it helps you plan for the next year. So if you look at white mold in soybeans, you know, you have an opportunity. If you have an app like Encirca, you can get out there and make field notes that are GPS coordinated, you know, really identifying, hey, I've had white mold in here, so when I come back in 2 years, I can go look at that. There's root rots popping up, you know, really distinguishing, okay, was it a root rot, was it a white mold? Because sometimes when you're in the combine and you haven't looked, you know, it's easy to blame something and not really know the root cause. You know, you look on the corn side, something like Goss's wilt, you know, that's pretty prevalent this year. Well, once these plants start to die off, you probably might not know you have it. The thing with a disease like that, it carries in the residue. So to get out there now and say, hey, boy, I had it. I need to prepare for this in my neighboring crops or if I'm going corn on corn, really looking at that. The other thing is nutrient. It's a nice time to see nutrient deficiencies. You know, I see some of these soybean fields right now are showing a little potassium deficiency. You know, going out and looking at that, you can pull tissue samples, soil samples, see where I'm at. Same on the corn. You can kind of see where you're short on nitrogen. So it's a nice time for that too. And then we get into weed ID too. So a lot of these are ready to seed, so there's not what you can do about it. But really getting out there and say, hey, what escaped on me this year? What can I plan for next year? So really I can get into planning my chemical application on that field for the next year.
We know what kind of amazing technology we have and satellite imagery that is available, but it's also good to get in there and kind of ground truth that whole thing as well.
Yeah, so there's a few different apps out there, and ours is Encirca Pro, and it's really actually a nice tool that probably gets underutilized this time of year. I really like to use it now, get out to the field, pull up that imagery, because you can plan harvest a little bit better. So what I like to do is identify those areas right now that are lower vegetatively and go look at them, because that's where you're going to have your areas of stock issues. They're drying down. You either had it was dry or you had nitrogen deficiency. And those are my key areas when I go check a field. So instead of just driving in an approach and checking a few random plants, I'm now targeting where I'm going in that field. So that's really what that imagery is useful this time of year. So I really encourage people that have that to go out and use that. And that helps for planning harvest too. So when you're trying to figure out where your moisture is at on your corn, you can walk right out to the driest places in the field or maybe the wettest and see where you're at using that type of tool. You're not guessing anymore.
Yeah, it really becomes prescription type farming.
Yeah, it does. It's just another tool in the toolbox for us, and people are adapting to technology. It hasn't been fast, but you know, it's continuing to gain momentum every year, and it's getting more user friendly. That's the big thing. A lot of people would get into it and it wasn't user friendly, so they just kind of abandoned it, but some of the new products are getting way easier to use.
Great information. Jesse Mock with us, agronomist with Pioneer.